All right, so today we're going to be looking at something pretty big, you know? Faith as a unifying force across borders. We're doing a deep dive into just one source for this one. It's a podcast episode, actually. It's called Faith in Global Unity: Building Bridges Across Borders.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's all about, well, kind of what it sounds like, you know? Finding that common ground and fostering unity, even with all the cultural, political, and even religious differences, you know?
Definitely. I think what's really interesting with this podcast is how they use personal stories and even affirmations to get their point across. It's not just like a theory. They talk about how people are actually living this out.
Right, exactly. So I guess
Yeah.
before we get into the examples, though, how does this podcast actually define global unity? What do they mean by that?
They describe it as coming together despite those differences, you know, celebrating that shared humanity and supporting each other. And actually, they bring in a quote from Psalm 133.1. Yeah, it says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." So right away, they're framing this idea, you know, in that faith-based perspective.
Okay, so that's the foundation. Now let's get to the real world examples. The podcast actually features five case studies,
Okay.
and these are people from all walks of life. A young student, a college student, a retiree, an entrepreneur, and even a single parent. I have to say, I was really struck by how different their experiences were.
Yeah, I think that was a choice,
Yeah.
you know. By showcasing such a wide range of ages and backgrounds, they're really trying to show that this message of global unity can resonate with anyone.
Absolutely. So let's start with Emily. She's a 12-year-old student, and she formed friendships with kids all over the world
Wow.
through an online program.
That's amazing how technology can do that nowadays.
Yeah.
And what she took away from that experience was that kindness and faith are universal languages, even for someone so young.
Yeah, it's like those qualities go beyond like cultural
Yeah.
barriers. Now, Daniel's story is interesting. He's a college student who actually felt really uncomfortable around people from different faiths at
Yeah.
first, and then he had this transformative experience at an interfaith retreat.
Oh, wow.
You know those gatherings where people from all these different religious backgrounds come together? It's to promote understanding and dialogue.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
And his story really shows how getting out of your comfort zone can challenge those preconceived notions we all have.
Right.
He learned that understanding other people's beliefs doesn't diminish his own faith. It actually broadens his perspective.
That's a great lesson, especially these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so on to Mrs. Johnson, the retiree. Her story really hit me because she always thought she was too old to make a difference, you know? And then she finds this whole new purpose in volunteering for a refugee support organization.
It really does challenge that idea that age limits your ability to make a global impact. And again, it kind of subtly reinforces that message that faith can empower you to act no matter how old you are.
I love that. Now, Michael, the entrepreneur, he initially was really hesitant to build these international business partnerships. You know, understandable concerns about trust and all that, but
Yeah.
he ends up building these incredibly strong partnerships based on understanding and, yep, you guessed it, faith.
That's fascinating to me. It's like his story connects faith with collaboration, even in that competitive world of business.
It really is. It's like faith becomes the common ground that allows for trust and shared values.
Yeah, for sure.
Finally, we have Lisa, a single parent. She was determined to instill this value of global unity in her children. She did this through exploring different cultures and supporting global charities.
Yeah, you know, it's a good reminder that we're not just passively hoping for a more unified world. We actively shape it through our actions and what we teach the next generation.
So we've seen all these really inspiring personal stories, but the podcast doesn't stop there. They
Right.
actually offer some steps we can take, practical ones. They present these five daily mindset shifts for living in unity.
So it's about going from inspiration to action, right?
Yeah.
Taking these big ideas and figuring out how to use them in our lives.
Yeah, exactly. So they suggest things like seeing everyone as a child of God, embracing diversity as a strength, listening more and judging less, taking small actions for global impact, and of course, praying for unity. Out of those, I think the one that really struck me was listening more and judging less.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something we can all work on, right,
Oh,
Michael?
absolutely. And it's so important today, you know. It's so easy to jump to conclusions and get caught up in all the polarization these days. Just that one little change, that shift in how we think can have a huge impact on how we interact with each other.
It's about choosing to understand instead of judging.
Right.
Now, the podcast also brings in these 5 daily affirmations for faith and global unity. You know, those I am statements that are supposed to help you, like, rewire your thinking. I got to admit, I'm a little iffy about those. Do they actually work?
That's a question a lot of people have. Affirmations aren't like some magic spell, you know. Just repeating phrases won't magically change your life or fix everything in the world.
So it's not like some kind of spiritual incantation or something.
No, not at all. But they can be powerful, you know. If you use them to shift your mindset and get your actions aligned with your beliefs, when you say something positive over and over, especially something that's part of your values, it can start to change your thought patterns.
Okay.
It can help you overcome those beliefs that are holding you back and build a more positive self-image.
So it's more about intentionally, like, aligning your thoughts with your actions and with what you want to see.
Exactly. And when you're talking about faith, affirmations can be a way to remind yourself about God's love and power. You know, they can keep you focused on your spiritual goals and on living a life of unity and compassion.
I can see that. But I'm guessing there are also limitations to affirmations, especially if they're not based in real belief and action, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you're just repeating phrases without really meaning them or doing anything about them, then they won't really do much. Affirmations work best when they're paired with actual things you do that match the message you're saying. It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
So, like, if you're saying, I am a bridge builder, but then you avoid talking to people from different backgrounds, or you're saying things that cause division, then the affirmation doesn't mean much.
Right. Becomes an empty phrase.
Exactly.
The important thing is to use affirmations as a way to look at yourself and motivate yourself. But always remember that they only work if you follow them up with actions.
That's a really good point to highlight. It's easy to get caught up in how good affirmations make you feel, but without action, they're just words.
Right, because ultimately the goal is to go beyond words and into tangible acts of love, kindness, and unity. That's where real change happens.
Well, speaking of tangible actions, this podcast actually takes it a step further and gives specific daily practices and affirmations. But before we jump into those, let's think about something really important. Not everyone shares the same faith or belief system.
That's really important to think about. You know, this podcast is definitely coming from a place of faith. But I do think the main message, like unity and compassion and understanding, those can resonate with anyone, no matter what you believe.
So even if someone doesn't consider themselves religious, they can still find something valuable in those ideas.
Absolutely. Being kind to others, embracing all the differences, and working towards a world that's more fair and compassionate, those are universal values. It goes beyond religion. It's about recognizing that we're all human.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so the podcast gives us these 5 daily affirmations for cultivating faith in global unity. They are, I am a bridge builder, not a barrier maker. God's love unites all people, and I choose to live in love. I see the beauty and diversity and celebrate it. My faith moves me to act with kindness and understanding, and I will be a light that brings people together, not apart. I mean, some of those are pretty strong. Others, while they might sound a bit corny, depending on how you look at it. What are your thoughts on, you know, how powerful affirmations can be and also their limitations, especially in this context of faith?
Yeah, it's true. Affirmations can be kind of tricky. I think it's important to remember that they're not some magic solution. Just saying these phrases over and over won't suddenly change your life or fix all the problems in the world.
Right. It's not about just chanting words and hoping for a miracle.
Exactly. Affirmations are powerful because they can change your mindset and influence your actions. When you keep affirming something positive, especially something that aligns with your values, it can start to change how you think. It can help you overcome those beliefs that are holding you back and help you develop a more positive view of yourself.
So it's about consciously aligning your thoughts and your actions with what you want to see, both in the world and in yourself.
Exactly. And when we're talking about faith, affirmations can be like a powerful reminder of God's love and power. They can help you stay focused on your spiritual goals and strengthen your commitment to living a life of unity and compassion.
Yeah, I see that. But wouldn't there be a risk that affirmations could just become empty words if they're not backed up by actual actions?
Oh, definitely. If you're just repeating phrases without any real intention or follow through, they're not going to have much of an impact. Mm-hmm. Affirmations are most effective when you actually do things that match what you're saying. It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
So, like, if you're affirming, I'm a bridge builder, but then you avoid engaging with people from different backgrounds, or you say things that are divisive, it doesn't really match up.
Right. It becomes just an empty phrase.
Exactly.
The important thing is to use affirmations as a way to check in with yourself and motivate yourself. But always remember that they only really work if you follow them up with actions.
That's a really important thing to keep in mind. It's easy to get caught up in how good affirmations make you feel, but without action, they're just words.
Right. Ultimately, the goal is to go beyond words and into real, tangible acts of love, kindness, and unity. That's where real, lasting change comes from.
Now, the podcast also brings in some stuff from the Bible to back up its message of unity.
Okay.
It mentions verses like Ephesians 4.3, John 13.3435, and Romans 12.1c. And what struck me was that these verses aren't just about passively hoping for unity. They're about actively working towards it.
Yeah, they're definitely calling you to action. They're about making a conscious effort to build those bridges, to embrace all the differences and choose love over fear. And that message of actively doing something, that's sort of the whole podcast. It's not enough to just wish for a more unified world.
No.
We have to actively participate in creating it.
So it's about doing those things, even small things, every day that match up with your values.
Uh-huh.
It could be choosing to listen more and judge less, reaching out to someone from a different background, or supporting a cause that promotes global unity.
Right. Each of those actions, no matter how small it might seem, it starts a ripple effect that goes way beyond ourselves.
I love that image, the ripple effect.
Yeah.
It really shows how interconnected we all are and how even the smallest acts of kindness can make a difference.
It can feel overwhelming sometimes, thinking about all the problems in the world.
Yeah.
But it's powerful to remember that what we do, no matter how small, it does matter.
It reminds us that we all have a part to play in making the world a better place. And this idea of individual action leading to something bigger, it makes me think of Lisa's story, the one about raising her kids with a global perspective. She instilled those values through simple things like exploring different cultures and supporting international charities.
Her approach is a great example of how we can incorporate these principles into our daily lives.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be super complicated or overwhelming. We can start with small things that fit into our routines and then gradually do more from there.
It's about being intentional and making choices that match up with what we believe in. So we've talked about the power of personal stories, the potential of affirmations, the guidance from scripture, and the importance of taking action.
Yeah.
But now I'm curious to hear your take on something that's been on my mind throughout this whole deep dive. This podcast really emphasizes that achieving global unity, it's not something that just happens, you know? It takes effort, conscious effort, and daily choices. What are your thoughts on that, this idea of intentional action?
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in that ideal picture of a unified world and not think about all the work it takes to actually get there. It's not about just wishing for a better future. It's about actually doing things to create it through the choices we make and the actions we take.
So it's about making choices every day that reflect what we believe in, whether it's choosing to see the good in people, even when it's hard, or speaking out against injustice.
Exactly. It's about doing those things, even small things, that contribute to a more compassionate and just world. It's about making a difference right where we are, in our own little corner of the world.
And that brings us back to the core of this whole deep dive, this concept of global unity. We've looked at personal stories, we've talked about affirmations, scriptural guidance, and the importance of taking action. So as we wrap up here, what's the one main takeaway you hope our listener will walk away with from this exploration?
I think the most important thing to remember is that unity isn't some endpoint you reach, it's a journey. It's a process of constantly learning, growing, and trying to be better. It's about recognizing that we're all different, but we're also all human. And it's about making a conscious effort to build understanding and compassion, you know, one interaction at a time, one action at a time.
That's a powerful thought. So to our listener, as you go about your day, your week, your life, think about which of these approaches really speaks to you. Maybe you're inspired by Emily's youthful optimism, or maybe it's Mrs. Johnson and her commitment to making a difference even later in life. Or maybe it's that simple but profound idea of seeing everyone as a child of God. Whatever it is, remember that even the small things, the intentional actions, can help build a more unified world.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed when you look at what's happening in the world. But every step we take towards understanding, towards compassion, towards connection, it makes a difference. Don't underestimate the power of what you do, even if it seems small.
That's a fantastic point to end on. Building a more unified world might seem like this huge, impossible task, but it starts with each of us. Choose unity, choose love, choose to build bridges instead of walls. The journey begins with a single step.